Talking with Dr. Kim Anderson from Oklahoma State University. Kim, let's talk a little bit about the numbers that we've just heard presented by the various scouts from around the state. The estimate from the room came in 67.5 million bushels or thereabouts. Is that in the ballpark in your mind?
Well, I'm a lowly economist, but yes, I was talking last week about 70 million, and as you listen to what's going on around the states, and as you look at the long-term forecast for weather with the lack of moisture, I think every day we don't get moisture, the yield goes down and the production goes down. So, yeah, I think they're in line.
Now you've actually kind of penciled it all the way out to what we might actually get as far as the crop is concerned this year. You're feeling pretty good about these wheat prices hanging on through harvest.
Yeah, I think they're going to hang on. I'm really looking for them to go down just a little bit. The key question is when will wheat prices break? With the yields in the hard red winter wheat, the production in the United States this year being lower, we're going to be less than 9% of world wheat production. When the foreign crops come on, if they come in at average or better, then I think prices are going to break and we're going to see prices trending down. So it's just a matter of how empty the pipeline is as we get into our harvest, how that hard red winter bread milling flour wheat, when it's harvested, how bad it's needed on the world market. I think that's going to hold prices, but I think it's going to break as we get into the late July, August, September time period.
Does the lack of progress of planting the spring wheat crop, does that help us at all, at least psychologically, if nothing else?
Oh, I think it helps us from a milling standpoint, because what some countries will do is they have a poor quality wheat, a low protein wheat, and they will buy spring wheat and blend that protein to where they need it for the bread wheat. With the problems in the spring wheat areas, U.S. and Canada, that's going to be less protein on the market. That's going to be protein that's going to be high dollar. The hard red winter wheat, they can bring it in without blending and even blend some of it if we get some good protein. So, yes, I think the spring wheat problems, it will support our prices.
At this point, what do producers do strategy-wise in your mind?
Well, if something happens to the foreign crop, we can go back to your $12, $13, $14 cash wheat prices, and that's a big if. I think we're going to come into the harvest. I'm looking at $7.75 right now. I talked to some people, say, well, it's going to be closer to $8.25, $8.50, but who's going to quibble over 50 cents at the price levels we got? We have a problem. It's going to go up. If we get a above average foreign crop, then prices are going to trend down like they trended up last year, and they'll trend down closer to that $6, $6.50 price range as we get in and approach the 12 crop. If you can afford the risk, sell it at harvest. If you can afford the risk, I would go the third, a third, a third. Sell a third at harvest, a third September, October, and the final third in November, December time period. That's a good strategy. We don't know what's going to happen to the world production, but that's going to determine our price.
Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.